May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. This wasn't what I was going to talk about, but I like that gospel reading. If you're like me, a lot of what I knew about the gospel and about the crucifixion was from watching movies growing up and some of the older movies. And the church I went to when we were little didn't exactly teach the word or preach the word. We had cool things that we colored and pasted together in Sunday school, but didn't really learn a whole lot. And so it was only when I got older that I began to understand more about the cross and all that happened. But I remember watching movies, and then when I would hear the crucifixion story, when it would be read sometimes, like during Easter, I just always thought like Barabbas was a bum. You know, he was like a bad guy. Because, I mean, Jesus could have gone free, right? If it had just said, we want Jesus, but instead they wanted Barabbas, who was a famous thief. And he got to go free. And so it's kind of like the poor innkeeper. You know, when Mary and Joseph came, I grew up with a terrible attitude towards the innkeeper because I thought, what a horrible person to make, not let Jesus. And of course, he wasn't a horrible person at all. He just had a full hotel, you know, and wasn't his fault. It was to fulfill Scripture. And it wasn't like Barabbas was a bad guy. It wasn't like he was slipping money to Pilate so that they would let him go instead. And as a matter of fact, things went exactly the way Jesus wanted them to go. And even though they called for Barabbas, and we obviously see how terrible the crowd was, and of course they were us. You know, they represented who we are. The issue is that was the whole point of Christ coming. And so all of us Barabbases who deserve eternal condemnation, who deserve to live in perpetual bondage to the control of sin and our own temperament and circumstances and environment, Jesus took all that on himself so that we could be free. And, you know, there was a movie later made about Barabbas. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. And it's really based on tradition. And I just have a tendency to believe that that oral tradition was true and that Barabbas gave his life to the Lord. That as a result of him being set free, he had an encounter with the Holy Spirit himself and became a powerful witness for the gospel. But again, understand that even if they had told Jesus, said, we want Jesus, Jesus would have said, no, give him Barabbas. Because that was the whole point. And what I'm saying is Jesus didn't come and die on the cross so that we could go to church. Because church is a cultural thing for us. Jesus came and died on the cross so that you and I would be free. Now the story of Barabbas, if the oral tradition is true, and Scripture certainly honors oral tradition, the story isn't just that, well, Barabbas, like there are two really important figures that got released in the crucifixion story. One is Barabbas, the other one was Dismas, the thief on the cross. If you remember the story of the thief on the cross, there were two thieves on either side of Jesus, and they were both mocking him. But at some point, Jesus, when it says in Scripture that Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing, the grammar there, the language there, is that it was repeated. I don't get any details, but it was not just something he said then, but it was something that he had been saying all along. So earlier, before he was crucified, when they put the crown of thorns on him, when they would lash him with the 39 lashes, he was constantly speaking those words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. So as he hung on that cross, and the two thieves that were being crucified were mocking him, Jesus was continually saying that, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And at some point, the Lord used that to break Dismas' heart. Because what Dismas encountered was something he had never encountered before, a love so powerful, so strong, that was willing to forgive him regardless of what he had done. And so the point where he said to Jesus, he said, "Lord, remember me." When they kept mocking him, he rebuked the other thief. And then he said, "Lord, remember me this day in your kingdom." And Jesus said, "You'll be with me in paradise." And so the interesting thing is that he acknowledged that Christ had a kingdom. Here's a guy who understood in those moments that Jesus was the Messiah, and it took 3.5 years sometimes for his disciples to figure some things out. And all of them struggled after the crucifixion to believe that he was actually risen from the dead. Yet here's this man, this thief, who was a bad enough thief. Thieves usually didn't get crucified, but he was a serial thief. And he was bad enough to where he was crucified. And he carried all that guilt, all that shame, and yet he encountered somebody who he knew had to be the Messiah. Who else could love like that? Who else could forgive like that? And so he acknowledged him. So, "Lord, forgive me. Remember me this day in your kingdom." He said, "I'll remember you in paradise." And he did. And him and Barabbas both are great stories of the reason that it was for freedom's sake, Galatians says, that Christ set us free. If you remember the story of Lazarus, Lazarus is a beautiful picture of fallen mankind. And here's Lazarus dead and can't do anything about his death. And just like we were born in our death and our sin, nothing we could do about it. Takes the grace of God. And Jesus comes along and he raises him from the dead. He restores to him the life that he had once had. Same thing happens when you become a Christian. The Lord restores to you the life, spiritual life that was lost in Adam. You're born again. You have spiritual life again. You can have relationship with God. You can spend an eternity with him now. You're forgiven. You have an eternal destiny that's not hell, but heaven. But that wasn't good enough for Jesus. It wasn't good enough for Jesus that Lazarus was alive. That was a pretty good deal. But Jesus told them to unwrap him, to set him free. Because Christ came that we might be free. Christ didn't just come to secure us a place in heaven just to be forgiven. Christ came and took our place and bore our sin, bore our bondage, bore our sorrows, bore our brokenness so that we wouldn't have to. So that not only could we have life restored to us, but we could be free to live as God intended for us to live. You see, when the Lord looks at humanity, that verse, that famous verse for God so loved the world that gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him wouldn't perish. That word perish means to spoil or to ruin. You see, we were created to be his masterpiece. We were created in his image according to his likeness. There's something noble about humanity or intended to be noble about humanity. We were supposed to reveal the likeness of God. There was something glorious about human beings. And in the fall, that was taken from us. And Jesus came to restore that. Jesus didn't come just so you'd have something to do on Sundays. Jesus didn't come so that you know that your sins are forgiven and you go to heaven one day. Jesus came to restore to you the nobility of a God-bearer. The nobility of one who should reveal something about him and his character and who he is. Every day of your life. He swapped places with Barabbas on purpose so that Barabbas wouldn't have to spend the rest of his life as a criminal, as a thief. And tradition tells us he didn't. He lived a different life. Dismas spent the rest of eternity in paradise. We don't have to wait to go to paradise to live in heaven when we go to heaven. We can experience heaven while on earth. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came so that you wouldn't walk around, not just forgiven, but you wouldn't walk around bitter anymore, in bondage to greed and lust and fear and insecurity, constantly self-conscious about how you look, why you think other people think about you, your personality type. Christ came to set us free. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So Barabbas wasn't a bad guy. He was the whole point. You and I were Barabbas. We were Dismas. He came and took it all so that we could be free. Not just, quote, saved from sin's penalty, but saved from ourselves. That's what he really wants to do. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.